This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Studios live from Radio Row in New Orleans. You're rolling with the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Our coverage is brought to you by Stella Artois and the Low T Center. Been a very eventful day, and we're about to check in with two of America's finest. Right here on 105.3 The Fan, okay? You have Captain Jervy Alota, whose resume is incredible. He's done just about anything that's possible to do in the Navy. Surface warfare officer, son of a Navy chief, graduate of the academy, named team captain of the football team his senior year, joint war plans officer for the 3rd Fleet, instructor for the Sea Combat Command Syndicate. I mean, I could go on and
okay,
on.
Okay, I'm just
giving stop.
Right. Got an overachiever here.
Hey, can we just say that my daughter also graduated from the Naval Academy?
Is that right?
There you go. Surface warfare officer, currently deployed in Japan, so I'm proud.
Very
to
proud.
Say that.
Yes, girl dad ourselves.
Yeah,
so,
there we go.
Yeah,
that's
we're
awesome.
Right there with you. And yeah, is your son there right now?
My son is at the Merchant Marine Academy. And
okay.
Yeah, he's serving across the pond as well. He's on his way back from Japan.
Wow. What's up with this family and water bit?
I know, right? Hey, I trained them well. Had them drinking the Kool-Aid early.
There you go.
And you are here with a fellow Navy officer, Captain Tyree Barnes. Commander Tyree
Commander.
Barnes. I'm sorry. Was that
one day?
Hey, you
get
can
there?
Do it.
Okay.
You can do
okay.
It.
Yeah. All right.
You're a Dallas native?
No, I'm from Hampton, Virginia originally, okay. But I'm actually right now I'm in charge of all the recruiting for Dallas, Fort Worth, West Texas, and all of Oklahoma.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. So we're getting kids signed up to be the next.
Anytime you see anybody come from around you, they went through us. So
if anybody's listening and they're interested in joining, what's the recruiting pitch?
They can go to their nearest recruiting station and call me, and I will show up personally and say, hey, you know what? We had this conversation, but
yeah.
More importantly, technology is technology these days. Navy.com, it'll get you exactly what you need. You can learn any and everything about any and every job in the Navy, and it'll lead you right to where you want to be.
Is it different recruiting the kids these days in any way?
It is a lot different recruiting these days, and we both had the ability to command ships, so we understand what the flavor of what we're getting now, right? People want to understand the why. They want to know the buy-in, so it's just a little different, and the propensity is a little different. We don't have grandfathers and grandmothers that are selling the dream, that say, hey, you know, in that war, I did this. So we rely on counselors. We rely on teachers. We rely on parents to kind of push them to do something and be a part of something bigger than themselves.
Well, our show producer, Lucius Alexander, who's back in studio in DFW, a Navy man himself.
Oh,
so hopefully that puts us in good standing with you guys. But we appreciate everything that you guys have done.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Shoot.
Okay, when I was at Green Bay with the Packers, we had a player named Bob Kaberski from the Naval Academy.
Yeah. Graduated in 94.
There you go, Bob. Yeah. He came up to visit me. He was in his dress whites. My man, I said, he landed in Green Bay. I gets off the plane. I'm like, my God, that's my guy right there. I got to go pick him up. We went and he goes, I'm really hungry. Would you take me to go eat at like a Taco Bell or something like that? Because he was at, you know, Annapolis, and he goes, I just want some tacos. Complete dress whites, didn't spill a drop on himself. Is that
skill.
Something you guys – now, how do you wear your dress white and not spill – like, look at me. I would spill anything on me right now.
It's an art. right? Like, so you only have two of those uniforms. So if you get ketchup, I mean, we've been to New York, Miami.
Exactly.
And all
yeah,
weeks,
there you go.
So you got to be careful. Like, there is an art to it, and you're very intentional about how you eat whatever it is.
So it's very, you have to be very, because, but Bob was just like, I'd hand it to him, and he just, and not a drop on that.
Yeah.
And that's,
yeah.
I'm like, he's going to spill something. He's gonna, I got to get some napkins here with the napkins. And he did not spill. I said, that's a man. Right
he
there.
Also probably had a Clorox pen on him to have that thing
that's
wherever
a life
you
saver.
Are.
That's
and
a
the
life
week
saver.
Before, he actually probably spilled a lot of stuff on it. So he had a little bit of battle scars. Yeah.
I was like, God, we got to draft this kid.
Yeah.
This guy is a pro.
Do you know Michael Wall as well?
Yes,
so
sure
Michael
do.
Wall,
absolutely.
Michael
oh, yeah.
Wall.
See, I worked for a guy in Green Bay, Ron Wolf.
Yeah.
Who absolutely loved going to the service academies. Mm. Like, I would send him. I was coordinating college scouting, so I knew when Ron was going, he would hit, you know, Maryland and then and hit all those schools in that area. His best call was when he went to the academies. He loved West Point. I mean, we sat there and watched. I mean, when I started with Green Bay, we were watching film of Blanchard and Davis and those guys play for Army in the 40s.
Yeah.
And we're all like, man, these guys are amazing how they're just playing both ways and doing all this stuff like that.
Well, the thing about Mike Wall was, so I was a senior.
He's good tackle, yeah.
Well, he was a wide receiver.
Oh,
he
no.
was a recruited wide receiver.
Okay, that's,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, he actually came in as a tight end.
Okay.
But he started off because we didn't have tight ends.
Right.
We ran the triple.
Yeah.
So he was kind of like a wide receiver.
Right.
And then, like, he became too big.
He came too big.
And then he became a hand on the ground, like a tackle.
Yeah,
I'm
sweet
like,
feet.
How did this guy go from a point guard, wide
I'm
receiver, to a starting left tackle for Brett Favre? Like, unbelievable.
Yeah, no, this is – when you go through those academies and stuff and scout, it's amazing how – just when you go on campus and you're in that environment and you realize why, like, gosh, okay, we got to get more of these players on our team.
Absolutely.
And it was a priority for us we had a guy, Ronnie Makeda, who was in at West
Army.
Point. Yeah.
He gives PTSD to this day.
Exactly.
He was a quarterback.
See, right, yeah. Exactly, that option stuff.
Ron Leshinsky and Makeda.
It's okay, that's Jervy Alota here, former Navy football captain, current captain in the Navy. How different is leading on a football team compared to everyday life in the Navy?
No different. Like, the way that you approach, winning the locker room, you know, showing them that you care, leading by example, putting in the work, rolling up your sleeves, getting dirty, it's no different than when you go to a ship. You know, you got to show your sailors that you care, that they add value, that you're their biggest cheerleader. You know, at the end of the day, it's about winning, right? You should all perform, you know, for one common goal, and that's for the victory. It's a little bit different in the Navy. Like, if you don't do your job playing football as a free safety, they score on you. Big
right.
deal. Offense has your back.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do your job in the military, either equipment breaks or people get hurt, and we can't have that. So you kind of, you know, I've had the privilege of, you know, being a captain on the football team, and I understood what it took, you know, to get the team to buy in and believe and doing something bigger than themselves. I kind of use that same philosophy in the fleet, right, on the ship, and it works. When people feel like they're a part of something big, you know, and they're winners, then I'm guarantee you they walk around with their chest puffed out, feeling good about themselves, and they'll do anything for you. And that's kind of sailors, those kind of leaders that we want in our Navy.
So, you know, one of the things in football and the military I think that people think of in their mind is the discipline, the accountability, maybe a coach or a drill instructor or an officer yelling at you. From consuming your content online and what I could find in your videos and then just meeting you right here, you seem to be the positivity and love guy.
Yeah.
So how do you reconcile all that?
Well, winning is the ultimate goal, right? And if you can win and be at that top level by showing love and compassion, then why change? So every organization that I've had the ability to lead or opportunity to lead, I've been the same way. And you know what? I've always produced winners. So you can't tell me that I'm doing something wrong, right? As long as you're producing winners, stay true to who you are. Now, if things aren't working, then you got to flip the switch and you got to figure out how to adjust and overcome and adapt. So luckily for me, it's about motivating and inspiring and letting people know that we're in this together. I need you, cook. I need you, mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
I need you, bosun mate, to be the very best of who you are or who you can be so that we win as an organization. And when they feel like they're a part of something big and they know that they add value to the team,
They're going to do their very best. And then you got a whole squad, a whole ship doing the very best. And then they're outperforming everybody. I've commanded three ships, and all three of them were losing organizations before I got there. And they had tyrants on board. Mm. They were like leaders from old school, right? But then I come in.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Showing a little love, showing them that, hey, I'm here with you. I'll be here, you know, scrubbing the bilges, painting, chipping with you guys from the very beginning. And we're going to get this done together. When they saw that we cared about them, we cared about their welfare and their well-being, then they're just like, okay, he's down with us. He understands us. He can connect with us. And we're going to give him our very best. And we turned it around. And now we have, like, the best of the best in that chip class. And we were award-winning ships. We went from the bottom of the barrel, like the jokes of the fleet, to the best award winners. And it was all because of love.
Have you had to adjust at all how you approach maybe some of the younger generation now?
No, because they get me.
Okay.
They get me.
So that approach works.
That approach works because all they want is value. Right, they want, like, they're always on their phone,
sure.
and they're, you know, they want the clicks, they want the views. How about a pat on the back? Hey, I appreciate what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You're doing amazing things. Let's take a picture, and I'm going to celebrate you on my social media. Yeah. And then that's, you know, like, holy smokes, man, the captain knows who I am, and he recognizes me. Like, that doesn't happen very often. And then it's going to make them want to perform even more.
Where do you come out on setting goals? Like, reading your story about being a young football player, right? Do you want to go realistic, or do you want to shoot for the stars and settle for the moon?
Man, hairy, audacious goals. You got to be bold. My goal when I was a little kid was to play football at Notre Dame. Like, I was a scrawny little freaking Filipino kid. I wrestled 98 pounds my freshman year.
Wow.
But I was my
not
goal
a
was,
draft. You're wrestlers. I love wrestlers. I was scouting. If you were a high school championship wrestler, or you're from Belgrade, Florida, I was going to draft you.
There you go. So, I mean, big, hairy, audacious goal. No one believed that I could do it, but I was relentless. I told myself, I don't care what you think. I am going to play football at Notre Dame. Yeah. So then, you know, high school, I didn't start until my senior year. I played at a really high-level school, ranked fourth in the nation in San Diego. I didn't start till my senior year. But guess what? No schools were looking at me. You know, I got one offer. It was a school called Navy.
Yeah.
But guess where I was freshman year in college? I was in South Bend looking up at Touchdown Jesus wearing a gold helmet.
Yeah. Let's go.
I wasn't playing for Notre Dame, but I was playing at Notre Dame. I was living my dream. Yeah. So you can call it what you want. I'm here living my dream. So my message to people is have a goal. Be relentless towards achieving that goal, and don't let anybody tell you you can't.
Pursue the dream, man.
Pursue it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. One of the greatest spectacles in sports every year is Army-Navy. I have not been able to experience that. I know Gavin
and Brian both have. You're missing out.
What makes it so special? I mean, because it looks like in the stories I've heard, it's chills. Like, even if you don't have anybody that is part of a military academy in the family, like, everyone embraces and can relate to that game. It's special.
Absolutely. I mean, beating Army is ingrained in us from day one. You show up at the Naval Academy, they shave your hair.
Yeah.
You run down the hall, you make a right turn, and you don't say anything. And they say, why didn't you yell beat Army? You know, so you make a left turn. And now, you know, every time I turn around this corner, I'm going to yell beat Army. You look at any weight room in the weight, beat Army, beat Army, beat Army. So it's instilled in us. It's ingrained in us. So to have that culmination end at the end of a season and to know that we can go out with a bang, more importantly, that we can send our seniors out with a bang. And Captain Loder talks about it a lot. That's some of these guys, 99% of us, that's our last time ever putting on a football helmet, is playing against Army. And more importantly, we want to beat Army, right? These are our brothers at arms. But on that field, we want to annihilate them. We want to kill them. We want to blow them out. We want to do everything we can to show that the Navy is the Navy, right? And that's what we've been ingrained from the moment we stepped into that building.
That's the voice of Commander Tyree Barnes. He's along with Captain Jervy Alota of the Navy here with you on 105 Through the Fan. Did you want to add to that?
Well, I was just going to say, like, so that's an awesome game, but the pageantry, like, what other game does a president go to or the Secretary of Defense go to where the entire brigade of midshipmen and corps of cadets are there, and there's like a battle within the battle of the, like, who could be the loudest, who could be the wildest. They all look good in uniform. Yeah. You got double flyovers from the Army.
The flyovers are incredible.
The parachute teams. Like, you talk about all the pageantry involved with Army Navy, and then everyone just goes nuts and wild. Like, it doesn't have to be the greatest game. It just so happened, you know, the last couple years have been amazing games. But, like, the pageantry alone is all you need. Like, before, when both teams used to suck, like, people would still go because of the pageantry. But it just so happens that you got a top 25 school in the nation. You got a team, you know, that's, you know, the Commander-in-Chief trophy was on the line. And then we just freaking dominated them, which was even that much more better. So, I mean, it was just amazing.
Where's Air Force in all this? Are they just like, they're off to the side?
I'll tell you what, there was one time where Air Force was pretty good, though.
Time they were pretty good.
Now, they try to get into the big boy conversation a little bit.
Jervy and Tyree, which one of you gentlemen had the better games against Army? Did you score against them?
I did not score. I caught a pass in 3 of the 4 games. He would probably attest to this. I had the better games because I won all 4 of my games that we played.
There you go.
So it was amazing. It was just it was just fun, you know. It was just something that I can never forget. If you ask me my most favorite 4 football games, it's those 4 games against Army.
Yeah, you know that you have a problem when your free safety is the leading tackler in all 4 of those games. like Ronnie McKay was the absolute
best. Ronnie was good. He could magician with that ball.
Oh, that option was unbelievable. Yeah. So, you know, I saw my buddy Clint Bruce, who was the middle linebacker, and it's just that option, especially the way the Navy ran it back in the day, was a tough stop. But, you know, again, you know, it's always going to be a battle, you know, regardless of who's favored, regardless of the records. Like, we all just want to get at each other's throat. We just want to dominate each other. And so you could throw out, you know, the ratings or whatever. Yeah. It's going to be a battle.
But, you know, I want to say one thing, too. It's such a great game, but I love the uniforms every year, how you guys represent different groups and stuff. As players, did you get to help choose that, or was that just automatically you showed up and here was your in your locker there at the vet or in Baltimore,
so,
wherever it was?
So he could probably speak to it. I can't. So my 4 years, we wore the same jersey, same helmets.
It's amazing. It's beautiful. Yeah, the uniforms are beautiful.
But then he had the Under Armour.
We had it where I was still Nike when we were there, but it still was kind of a buy-in process a little bit. We kind of knew it was going to resemble something different than our regular blue. Once they switched over to Under Armour, it kind of blew up, and then that was more so of a thing at that
point.
Such
a great
look. We got to pick our patches. We all wear the patches that are a certain, and that's the part that we get to buy in on.
And let me get it right. If you sing first, it's bad, right?
That's correct. You want to sing second.
You want to sing second.
That's correct.
Yeah, there you go.
I wanted to touch on the idea of battle, you know, whether it's a game or a life or actual warfare. What's your advice to the people under your command as far as dealing with that adversity when life sucks?
So, again, like I personally recruit athletes, right? Because I know that athletes are resilient. They've dealt with losses. Although you've dealt with losses, that doesn't mean you have to like it, right? I don't want someone that's okay with losing. I don't want someone that's okay with being mediocre. I want someone who, if they took a loss, they feel bad about it and they correct their mistakes and they ensure that they don't make those same mistakes twice. That's what I'm looking for in a person. So anyone that's ever done sports or you know athletics, they've dealt with that that adversity and they know how to be resilient. And that's what I'm trying to teach our sailors, because I mean, whether it's mental health, whether it's, you know, physical strength, they're going to deal with adversity. Whether it's the adversary, you're going to deal with things. Whether it's, you know, losing connectivity when you're out deployed, you're going to deal with hardship. And you know what? You've never done anything significant in your life without it being hard. So if you really want to do something special with your life, choose your hard, right? And choose it well so that your family, your friends will be proud of you at the end of the day.
Excellent stuff, guys. We're sending folks to Navy.com, right?
Navy.com, absolutely. Or America's Hashtag. It's on all social media platforms.
Hashtag America's Navy.
I'm sorry. Hashtag America's Navy. More importantly, you got this guy right here. If anybody who's anybody, every warfighter out there knows exactly who he is, right? And what he's doing is special because it's showing the people who understand about social media, understand the impact and the power of social media. And he gets to see, he shows what we do on a daily basis, that leaders are actually out there and care. You got great leaders leading great people and building great teams. And Navy.com is a perfect place to join that team.
I love it, guys. Thank you so much for joining us here on the fam.
Thank you guys for having us.
Oh, man, that was awesome. Captain Jervy Alota, Commander Tyree Barnes with you here on 105.3 The Fan.